across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
All across the board.
It was across the board.
Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of Across the Board. This is a special episode of Across the Board. It's more of a tribute to Mac Miller, who has recently passed away from alleged drug overdose. And this sucks, man. It sucks a lot. I don't even know where to begin. I'll just go down the history of me and Mac Miller's, and, you know, we'll just take it from there. Well, I started listening to Mac Miller probably about 8th grade. And the first song I listened to was Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza. And I just was hooked. Like, I mean, I was listening to hip-hop then, but I wasn't really listening to anything, you know, in particular, or anything too deep. I was pretty much just, you know, dabbling here and there in hip-hop. I mean, I was listening to, like, Lil Wayne, Eminem, nobody really important at the time to me. You know, I wasn't really huge into music. I didn't have a computer at home with fast internet. You know, I didn't go to the library. So I just wasn't really exposed to, like, music as much as I really should have been as a kid. But, you know, I watched the music video Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza about 10, 15 times the first time I fucking figured out about it. And, you know, it's weird to think that, you know, listening to somebody since you were in middle school to, you know, my age now. I'm 21. I'll be 22 this year. So I've been listening to Mac for, you know, a decade. And, it's just weird that he's not here. I mean, I've pretty much liked everything Mac Miller's dropped till, like, just recently. Good AM, I wasn't too big of a fan of. I didn't really give it that much of a chance. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know why. I think I overhyped it myself. You know, I thought it was just going to be really good. I'm not saying that it wasn't good. It's just not something that I expected. But, you know, then the Divine Feminine, I didn't listen to that either. I didn't listen to it much. You know, I wasn't ready for that transition of Mac Miller, I don't think. So, but everything from Kids to Blue Side Park, I grew up on those. Like, that was what I was listening to as a young kid. Then he was dropping stuff like Pink Slime he did with Pharrell, which I think was really good. And I'm kind of mad we didn't really get all of it like we should have. But, you know, On and On and Beyond was great. I Love You, Thank You. I Love Life, Thank You. Run on Senses was just kind of like a weird thing. I mean, when he was doing Larry Fisherman and doing those, like, weird songs and those weird EPs, you know, I really, really like that. He recently came out with Swimming. And that album probably has been my favorite Mac Miller album. When it dropped, you know, the same time as Astroworld did and YG did, and something else dropped. I'll come back to that later. But I was more infatuated with Swimming than Astroworld, which is kind of weird because a lot of people loved Astroworld. And I did too, but I don't know, just something about this Mac Miller album hit me right, like, right in the heart. Like, it, you know, when I listened to it, I've kind of felt like Mac was just, like, kind of in my ear, and, he was just, you know, it was more my thoughts rather than, you know, music, and, it was weird, and it helped me a lot. It helped me a whole lot, because, I'm, you know, just like every other person, you know, they deal with their stuff and whatever, you know. But it helped me. It helped me through a lot. As long as it's been out, it's definitely, like, helped me look at things differently. It made me feel like I wasn't by myself. And, you know, when something like this happens to somebody, and you know, their message in their album was talking about, you know, being depressed and being sad and being lonely and being, you know, wanting to escape his own head, you know, it just hits you really hard. Really, really hard, because, you know, this album's been out probably a month, maybe a little under a month. And, like, you know, bro just still could not escape what he was trying to leave. And I think that's just really, you know, really, really upsetting. I don't know what to even, you know, say about this besides that, like, you know, I hope he's at peace right now. I hope that everybody right now understands that, like, you know, depression is real and being sad is real and drug abuse is real. And, you know, you're not any less of a person if you abuse drugs because, you know, of your sadness. You're a person, and, you know, it, being somebody that is, depressed and, you know, has anxiety, you know, certain things, it helps. It really does. And not a lot of people want to understand that because they haven't been there and they don't know what it's like. And I think this, you know, sadly as it is, this should try to wake people up. You know, talk to your friends, talk to your family members, you know, talk to people at work, at school, you know, just smile at people when you walk down the street. You know, I try to say hi to everybody I can to at work. I try to at least acknowledge them and, you know, give them a little head nod or something. I just want to make people know that, you know, that, you know, I'm paying attention to them, or, you know, just that, you know, that little head nod or that smile that you give somebody, or, you know, saying, hey, how's it going? Even if it's just, that's it, you know, that might change someone's day. And, you know, it's just really terrible to, you know, that we have to go through this, especially with so much shit that has been going on, you know, in hip hop. How many people have died because of drugs and drugs overdose, and let alone just this year? You know, it's just sad. And I think as a young community, as a young generation still, I think, you know, we need to spread a different kind of message to people that, you know, it's okay to be sad. And it's okay to ask for help. And, you know, it's like, you know, drugs aren't always the option, even though sometimes they are for some people, you know. But it's okay to get help, and it's okay to put those down and, you know, try to find a new outlet. But, you know, some people just can't. And, you know, you're no less of a person than that person that goes to therapy or that person that's prescribed Zoloft or anything like that. You know, you're valuable, you mean something to somebody, and, you know, you just have to understand that things do eventually get better and stuff. But you know, back to Mac and stuff like that. That was funny. But you know, Mac influenced me a lot since eighth grade. In my high school career, I used to dress like him. I mean, I'm not exactly like him, but, you know, I would wear, you know, he was the reason I wanted to wear snapbacks. He's the reason I wore my flannels, my Nikes. You know, he made me believe that as a white person, I am white, which is, you know, a surprise. You know, it felt, you know, when you look up to somebody, you kind of want to look to somebody that's like you, or you can find similarities in. And I, even though I was listening to Eminem when I was younger, I never really looked up to Eminem. I just knew that Eminem was a rapper and he was crazy. So, I mean, that's really all I knew. And, I mean, it wasn't like I wanted to be like him, because nobody should want to be like Eminem. But, you know, when I first started listening to Mac Miller, I looked up to him, you know. I mean, like, he showed me that, like, if, I mean, I was a white kid that loved hip hop more than anything else. Like, I didn't listen to rock when I was younger. My parents, or my dad, was really into rock, but, you know, I wasn't really around him that much as a kid. And my mom, she really was into country and rock. And I listened to it, but I didn't like it, or I didn't really get into it. I kind of tolerated it. But I mean, like, Mac Miller was definitely like the beginning of like kind of like finding who I was as a person. You know, it's like, well, I want to be like that. Like, you know, I want to have like some new Nikes and a fresh snapback. Like, I want to dress nice. And Mac Miller just has always had a style to him that, like, no matter like what era Mac was in, I wanted to even till now, like, I just realized that, like, you know, I dress like him. I still try to dress like him. Like, he always had the cozy comfort look, and like he was just simply fresh. Like, it was just a simple look, and he was always just fresh. And you know, he was a huge influence on me in my younger age. And it's weird that this was so unexpected, that like it just hit me really hard, and I didn't know how much Mac Miller was important to me until he's gone. And you know, that's a really fucking shitty thing to think, but you know, it's just how it is. I wasn't expecting him to die. I was going to go see him in Pittsburgh this November to see him for the first time, and you know, it just makes me think that, like, I had a lot of opportunities to see him in the past, a couple. And it's not that I didn't want to see him, or I didn't have the money to see him. I just, you know, no one wanted to go with me. So, like, I just I don't want to go to a concert by myself. But, you know, now it just makes me think to myself, like, man, I should have went to those concerts by myself, even if no one wanted to go. I could have just fucking watched my favorite artist go. But, you know, I never did. And I really, really regret that a lot. And, this isn't easy. You know, I was at work while it happened. And like, I was just like, oh, like this isn't real. Like, someone's just like hoaxing me. Cause I got texts, but then I got multiple texts. Then I got on Twitter and I saw that, like, oh my God, like, you know, he's gone. Like, Mac Miller's gone. And, you know, I just want to kind of just tribute this podcast to him, even if it's, you know, me just kind of just fucking talking about how much I listened to him and all this other stupid shit that I cared about Mac or whatever. But he was such a different artist. He was such a different white artist too. You know, I don't really like to involve color, but definitely in hip hop you have to understand that being a white artist, you have to come correct. You can't just come thinking that, you know, you're the best, or you're this, you're that. You know, you have to appreciate the culture, you have to understand the culture, you have to research the culture, you have to just embrace it. And I think Mac was definitely, I think, one of the first to actually really, really embrace it. You know, how knowledgeable he was and the appreciation he had for it. You could just hear it in his music. And, you know, if you ever watched his show on MTV, or if you ever watched interviews or anything like that, like, you know, like, how much Mac Miller, like, loved hip-hop and loved the culture behind it. And you can tell, because today everybody's just been showing him love. Everyone's been nothing but love to Mac Miller. All artists from, like, I mean, literally across the board. From, I saw Shawn Mendes, I saw YG, I saw Chief Keef, I saw, you know, a bunch of just people, of celebrities all over Twitter, just talking about how, like, this is so fucked up and how they miss Mac. And, you know, like, Mac was definitely, I think, underappreciated as an artist. More earlier than now. I think it was, like, just recently people kind of were just, like, coming around to Mac Miller. But, I mean, it's just a sad day. It was raining when I got off work. I mean, it was definitely appropriate for it. And it's just crazy to think that this guy that I was going to see in November, just, you know, he's gone. And, you know, just to, like, kind of reflect back on, like, man, like, I can't really remember a time listening to music and I wasn't listening to Mac Miller. You know, of course, I took two albums off of him, and, you know, I don't know, I couldn't even tell you why I did it. I just didn't felt the need to listen to it, but I listened to Swimming, which was, you know, for me, like, having two albums that I didn't like him on, and, you know, he drops this, you know, I wasn't expecting to fucking just love it as much as I did, you know, but I did, you know, and just such a shitty thing for someone as talented as him, just, that just happens. I mean, he was only 26, so, like, he's just young, and even if he was just a normal kid, because that's what he was, he's a kid. I mean, you're not really an adult till you're 30, no one fucking takes you seriously till you're 30, and, he was a young vet, just like he said on Swings. He's been in the game for forever, and, you know, I just want this to just kind of be something that, you know, people that really love Mac Miller can come listen to and understand that, you know, like, there are people out there that are hurting that are just like you. You know, they don't understand what it's like to lose their art, one of their favorite artists, you know, and it sucked that he had to go. But, I mean, he gave us a lot of music. He was always working hard. Like every time, like, he dropped beats, he just dropped random songs on SoundCloud just cause. I mean, he was known as Larry Fisherman, Delusional Thomas. He was creative. He was super creative. His Delusional Thomas EP was really interesting, but like shit. Like, how creative are you to create multiple alter egos and make a fucking whole entire EP in that persona? You know, I don't think really people can really do that. I mean, obviously it wasn't, you know, his top material, but it was definitely material that he had and he put out, and it was good for what it was. Another project I really like was Faces. I think Faces and Macadelic were just kind of Mac's transition to, like, an artist, an MC. You know, he wasn't doing that frat rap anymore, but, you know, he only really did frat rap for, you know, his first couple, like, projects, and I wouldn't even call them frat rap. I feel like a lot of people kind of downplay his older music, which I really don't think they should. I honestly thought Blue Slide Park was one of the best albums that came out around that time, and a lot of people shit on it. I think a lot of people really did, just because of the beat styles that he chose. He was super lyrical on there for, I mean, he was just lyrical, and he had songs let me look up this track list. I can't remember everything on the top of my head. That's not Mac Miller. I mean, he had songs like Under the Weather, Of the Soul, Diamonds and Gold, Missed Calls. You know, he just had, and, you know, like, he was different. He had his own sound, as much as everyone wants to say that he was frat rap. But, you know, like, he wasn't Asher Roth. He had lyrics, he had sounds that no one really had or really ever got to. And he produced a lot of his own music too. And I don't think a lot of people know that. You know, he was super into making his own beats, super just into creating things. He was just always, like, that's what everyone said about him. No matter what, he was always working on music, no matter what. He was always trying to put something together. And, you know, not a lot of artists do that nowadays. Not a lot of artists take their craft as serious as they should. And, you know, it's just like losing somebody like Mac Miller is just, it's devastating. Like, we're never going to get another Mac Miller album. He was 26 and he's fucking dropped so many things of music, and he's dropped 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 projects. You know, I mean, Stolen Youth with Vince Staples. No one talked about that. Why did no one talk about that? It was all produced by Mac Miller, and Mac Miller was on it, and Vince Staples was on it. It was crazy. Man. And you know what? Something that's bothered me a lot is people bringing Ariana Grande into this. Hold on 1 second. Bringing Ariana Grande into this is not what should happen. Not sure it have been thought of. Nobody should have thought this was Ariana Grande's fault, because it's not. Mac Miller's been depressed for a long, 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 long time. And if you really listen to his music, and if you're actually a fan of him, you'd know that he's been hurting for a long, long time. He's been abusing drugs for a long, 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 long time. Since Macadelics, so like 2013, and it's 2018, so 5 years of just like hard drugs, that can do something to you, not only physically, but mentally, and I just don't think that's the right thing to do, is just bring Ariana Grande in this and say it's her fault, because it's not. Mac Miller had a drug problem, and Ariana Grande, I don't know the action she's took or what she's done or anything like that, but I mean, she couldn't deal with it, and that's not fair to her that you want to put this entire thing on her. Mac Miller made his own choices. Mac Miller did what Mac Miller wanted to do, and he wasn't going to stop. But am I going to say that this breakup maybe fueled his depression? 100%. And because that's what that does. I mean, you know, it's not his fault it didn't work out, and it's not her fault it didn't work out. But when you realize something isn't working out, it's fucking terrible. It's sad. And when you're heartbroken and you're depressed and you're rich and you abuse drugs, you know, most of the time this is the outcome. I mean, fuck, look at people Lil Peep. Lil Peep was rich. He's making money. But he's depressed. He just couldn't handle it. And he'd been saying on his Instagram for a long time that he was depressed. And I mean, Mac Miller for a long time has been talking about how depressed he is in the songs. And, you know, it's none of his closest friends' fault that, you know, they couldn't do anything for him. It's no one's fault. It's not Mac's fault or anything. It's just the effect of depression. It's a side effect of depression, and it's death. And people need to know that people just aren't killing themselves because, you know, they're weak and they don't know how to go on. They're not strong enough, because that's bullshit. You know, living every day, going through bullshit, you know, being inside your head, and like some people don't know what it's like to just be inside your head. And, the Mac was just stuck in his head. He couldn't get out. You know, it happens. Just listen to Swimmings. If you really want to get, you know, the rundown, if you want to get some kind of thought or idea of what he was going through or how he was feeling, you should listen to Swimmings. He laid it out. He told everybody what was going on and how he felt. And I mean, that whole album, he was on Beats 1 and I don't know who was interviewing him, but you know, he said it best. He was talking about how it was a complete thought. It was, that's what the album was. It was a complete thought. It was, you know, everything made sense. Everything kind of connected really well. Everything spoke to, you know, his sadness to a degree. You know, it's terrible, man, because he was a great musician. Not only a rapper, but, I mean, he was talented at piano, guitar, fucking every kind of, like, studio instrument you can really think of. And, like, he's, like, we lost a legend. He's a legend. As much as people maybe want to disagree with me, you can, you're allowed to. But to me, he's a legend. And he'll be a legend. Forever. And, just really, it's just super, super hard and super rough to even talk about him or even listen to him. You know, I couldn't listen to him at work at all. I tried to, but I couldn't. Just hearing his voice and hearing the lyrics on Swimming, it's fucking hard. It's hard because as much, it's almost, I don't say it's a cry for help, but you know, it's his, I don't want to say it's his eulogy either, but I mean, like, you know, like, when you hear it, that he's hurting. And it, to me, it seemed like he was through the hurt. Like, that's what this album meant to me. Like, he was through the hurt. And, like, it was getting me through my hurt. It was pushing me through, and it felt great to fucking listen to, because I was like, damn, like, fuck, like, he's saying exactly how I feel, like, no one, like, I'm not by myself, I'm, like, somebody has the same exact feelings as I do, and he's fucking rich, you know, and I'm a nobody. I mean, let's get real, I'm not a Mac Miller, you know, and, it's fucking tough, man, it's really tough. Because, I mean, he's gone way too soon. Way too soon. He's 26. 26. He had so many more years ahead of him to just make good music. Make amazing music. Rather, even if he wasn't rapping, he was still gonna produce. I know he would. You know? And even if he died at 50. 50's not a bad age to die at. I know that sounds weird to say, but you live 50 years. You can do a lot of shit in 50 years. And he did a lot in 26 years. I mean, he's been rapping since he was like 17, 16. And, I mean, so he's rapping 10 years. 10 years, and he got to where he was. By making the music he wanted. By producing things that he wanted. He was one of a kind. I mean, that's all it was, is Mac Miller was definitely one of a kind. And, you know, I'm going to pay my respects to him. I want to go to Blueside Park. I'm going to leave something. I'm probably going to leave my copy of Blueside Park there. And I'm going to put a note to it. And, you know, like, whoever needs this, they can take it, enjoy it. And I'm going to put my Twitter handle on there. And I want you to tweet me, whatever, and just let me know, you know, how important it was to you, because it was important to me, man. I listened to that album so much. It was crazy. It was like Freak Park Market was probably one of my favorite songs off that, and the music video was fucking crazy, and you know, it's just really tough to lose an artist that was really influential to you. You know, he influenced how I dressed, what I listened to, you know, how I acted. And music's important, and these artists that are behind the music are important too, even if fucking they, you know, even if you don't talk to them, you never talk to them, you never see them. They're just as important as, you know, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad. Like, they're important. They're people too. They're not just machines. I mean, they put music out for everybody to listen to, and so they can get enjoyment from it. And a lot of people, excuse me, kind of take that for granted. And you shouldn't. These artists put their lives out there for everyone to judge and criticize. And I don't think people understand that, you know. When you're in the spotlight 24/7, it's hard to feel like you're your own person. You know, I couldn't even imagine what it was like to be, you know, a famous person and to be as depressed as he was or as I am and have to fucking answer to somebody every fucking day, no matter what. There's, you know, he's doing something fucking every day and there's somebody following him with a camera, or there's somebody asking him about his ex, or, you know, I mean, he said it on that Beats One interview that he'd wake up and he'd check his Twitter and his day would be made and ruined within 5 minutes of him waking up. How does that feel to be somebody that's like him, have millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and have anything you want, a big ass house, all of the biggest TVs, gaming systems, you know, all a recording studio to himself. And, you know, when he gets on Twitter or whatever and he sees all this criticism and you just see, like, damn, like, fuck, this guy loves me. This guy says I'm fucking trash and I should kill myself. Like, no one gets that kind of stuff. And, you know, no one really understands what it's like to have words hurt you. And it sucks because it's like they're just words, you know. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's fucking not true. I mean, this guy was fucking living his life. He had the best life, and it just you know, I feel like I understand his situation with Ariana. You know, when you have somebody, especially of the opposite sex, it definitely makes it, you know, a lot better. I can't tell you why or I can explain why, but, you know, it just feels a lot better to have someone there on your side. And, you know, and you think that they're going to be there forever. You do. I mean, as much as he probably was in love with her, he probably thought she was going to be there forever with him and make it last and whatever. But it didn't happen. That shit hurts no matter who you are. No matter if you're fucking rich or you're poor. Losing somebody you love is terrible. Especially when it's like intimate love. And between, you know, a spouse. And it's tough. It's really tough. And I mean, the situation that happened, you know, with Ariana and Pete Davidson, like, getting together really quick and getting engaged really, really quick. I mean, fuck, you're a liar if you wouldn't say that that wouldn't affect you the way it probably affected Mac. Because it did. Because you could tell he fucking loved this girl. And no way am I saying that this is her fault at all. It's not. Because they both knew that they weren't going to be together at the end of their relationship. They know. They fucking knew. And, you know, it's just sad when you get to that point and you know that this person is not going to be in your life anymore. So, just leave Ariana out of it. It's not her fault at all. It's no one's fault. And, you know, it's depression. Depression gets everybody. It's a fucking beast. It's a fucking evil beast that just kills you. And it's terrible. And people need to wake up and understand that, you know, mental health is important. Because it is. It is. I never really understood how important it was until I got to the point where I was at. And I was in a bad spot. And I was like, wow. Like, you know, what's wrong? You know, my family, my mother and dad, they love me. My girlfriend loves me. You know, my friends love me, but I'm still sad. I'm still thinking of everything that's wrong and everything. It's just something that's really hard to beat. It really is. And when you get to a point where you're mentally ill and you're abusing drugs, it's tough to overcome. It really is. And to think that it's not, you're just not, you just don't understand, and you won't understand, and you can agree to say that you do understand or not, but for a long time I thought that addiction wasn't a disease, but you know, it is. Addiction is a disease. You can't control it, you can't stop it unless you get the right help. So it's a disease. And you know, I just want to pay tribute to Mac Miller. You know, rest easy, bro. You've done so many things for me that I honestly didn't realize until you're gone. And I'm just really sorry that I didn't see you in concert earlier, and I wasn't able to meet you and tell you that. Even if it probably wouldn't have, I don't know if it would have changed his outcome or not, but man, I just wish that I could. I just wish I could tell you how much your shit meant to me and tell you how much you influenced me as a kid. You know, man, I was fucking wearing snapbacks. I was wearing the khaki pants, and I was wearing the flannels, man. I was listening to, you know, I was listening to all this shit, and I was always, always putting that guy on no matter what. And, you know, it's just terrible that this had to happen. You're a legend no matter what. I don't care what anybody says. You'll always be remembered. I'll make sure your name's remembered. I plan on getting a tattoo to remember Mac Miller. Because, you know, like, this, he was my guy. He was my fucking guy. As much as I didn't fuck with his, two of his last three albums, that doesn't mean that he was my guy. He didn't influence me. He didn't change who I was as a person. And I think that something like that needs to be recognized. Because he changed a lot of people's perspective on, you know, white rappers. I think Mac Miller did that because he just wasn't in it for money. He wasn't like a Lil Dicky. I mean, Pitbull's not white, but you know, he wasn't like a Pitbull. You know, he wasn't just trying to make money off of it. He loved the culture. He loved music. He fucking loved it. And you can just tell by his albums and all that he put time into every album. Every single album he put time into. So I didn't want to make this such a long podcast because, you know, listening to my voice for fucking an hour is going to be fucking terrible. But, you know, 40 minutes, 45 minutes isn't that bad. This is just for everybody, you know, hurting right now, understanding that Mac Miller is gone. Mac Miller was, you know, he was one of my idols. And he'll always be one of my idols. I'll probably always look back to his music all the time, look back to his style all the time. And just hopefully I'll just make it an influence on my life until I die. He was something special. And I feel like if you don't think that, you know, you just don't appreciate the art. Because everybody is appreciating him. It's not Ariana's fault. Depression's a fucking son of a bitch. And it's hard to get over it. So this was definitely a special episode of Across the Board, and I felt like I needed to do this as somebody that really appreciated Mac Miller, somebody that looked up to him a lot, somebody that, you know, listened to his music since fucking I was 12. It's going to be a little shout out to Mac Miller and his family. You're an amazing artist. You did a lot for Pittsburgh. You did a lot for rap music. You did a lot for white rappers out there. Just fucking rappers in general, man. You just put out such good quality music. It's hard to deny what you did. And I'm going to sign off by saying, you know, I love you, Mac Miller. Rest in peace. You'll always be remembered. Alright, this is Coltrane, and I'm signing out.
no more. She tell me that I get her high, cause the angel's supposed to fly. I ain't asking why no more. Oh no, I take it if it's mine, I don't stay inside the lines. It ain't 2009 no more. Yeah, I know what's behind that door. Yeah, okay, you gotta jump in to swim. Well, the light was dim and this life was sin. Now every day I wake up and breathe. I don't have it all, but that's alright with me. Take it nice and easy, took a flight to see me. Send you back home with a light that's beaming. The whole team about to figure it out. We ice cold, that's what winter about. And sometimes, sometimes I wish I took a simpler route. Instead of having demons that's as big as my house, have a ball with a dribble and bounce. Cause the party ain't over till they kicking me out. Yeah, isn't it funny? We can make a lot of money, buy a lot of things just to feel a lot of ugly. I was yay high and muddy, looking for what was looking for me. But I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays all I do is shine, take a breath and ease my mind. She don't cry no more. She tell me that I get her high, cause the angel's supposed to fly. I ain't asking why no more. Oh no, I take it if it's mine, I don't stay inside the lines. It ain't 2009 no more. Yeah, I know what's behind that door. Yeah, they ask me when I'm